It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Rachel Erickson here on Monday's edition of Ask the Expert. If you have a question, a legal question, you can call the radio show at 707-636-1350, and I will answer your question on the air. If you don't want to talk on the air, you can submit a question, and I can answer it without you actually being on the air, or you can ask the question directly, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. I get a lot of questions throughout the week, and most of them I have a pretty good answer for. Sometimes I need to refer it on, but most of the time I can at least point you in the right direction. So feel free to call here at the show at 636-1350, and I'll do my best on the air, or you can call us at the office at 707-544-9006, and we'll do what we can to help you out. Well, it is summer out there. As you know, each Monday when we're on the radio, we pick a topic, and you can ask a question on that topic or any other that's a legal topic. And today is our annual bicycle law day. Every year, come summer, we put out a show out there to remind you that bicycle laws are in force and in effect, and you can end up with fines and some difficult problems if you do not obey the laws that actually apply to bicycle riding and to drivers dealing with bicycles on the side of the roadway. We have a very heavily bicycled county. People love to come and cycle in Sonoma County. A lot of times it's just a beautiful ride. Sometimes you have some of these hardcore riders that are going to go for some long, heavy rides out to the coast. You have people that are happy to go wine tasting, parents that want to take their kids down to the park and everybody ride your bicycle to the park, or spare the air day. Perhaps you want a bicycle to work. So we're going to talk a little bit about what some of the laws are. Please be aware that bicycles can be dangerous. We all know that. Roughly, give or take, 200 people a year are killed, and that's killed, not just accidents, but are actually killed in bicycle accidents. So sometimes you might need some help from a lawyer who knows the laws and how to apply them. If you've been in a bicycle accident, the tendency is for the insurance companies dealing with the accident to try to put the pressure on the bicycle rider as if it's the bicycle rider's fault. That happens a lot. So if you are a cyclist and you've been in an accident and the insurance company is giving you a hard time, you might want to give us a call so that we can point you in the right direction, get the laws established that you're operating under, and make sure that the insurance company knows whose fault the accident is, and you can avoid that bias against you if you are the bicycle rider. If you're a driver and you've injured a cyclist, there are laws that cyclists have to follow, and sometimes it is the cyclist's fault. So let's talk a little bit about bicycle laws. They're going to be covered by the California Vehicle Code. So that's the CVC. We call it CVC, California Vehicle Code. And that applies to all-wheeled vehicles. It applies to cars. It applies to scooters, both electric scooters and non-electric scooters, skateboards, bicycles. It applies to all of those. So first and foremost, I want you all to be aware, and we do this once a year, sidewalks are for pedestrians. Sidewalks are not for bicycles. They're not for scooters. They're not for skateboards. Bicycles are for pedestrians. So please do not ride on the sidewalk. Even if you have children, you need to not be riding on the sidewalk. Also, you need to not be parking your bicycle in a way that blocks a sidewalk or blocks a bicycle lane. You need to park your bike in a proper place and upright. Don't lay it down, and do not block sidewalks, bicycle lanes, or any other egress into or out of a business establishment. Make sure you park your bike responsibly. Is there a helmet law? Yes, there is. Anybody under 18 years of old anybody 18 years of age or younger is required to wear a helmet, and the helmet has to be approved by ANSI, ANSI, or SNEL. They're the companies that do the testing, the safety testing, and make sure that these helmets are safe to use and will not buckle under an impact. So make sure that if you have children that are riding their bicycles, that those helmets are actually approved, safety approved, and any of our bike shops locally can help you find exactly what you need. One thing I do want to point out, because I do like to talk about brain injury so much, a bicycle helmet is not necessarily going to protect you from a head injury. And that is a fallacious belief that people hold, that if you wear a helmet, you will not have a head injury. That is not true. And in fact, it has been shown that most people that have bicycle accidents that have head injuries were actually wearing helmets as well. And the reason is that a brain injury does not require that you have an abrasion or a bruise or a scratch or a dent in your head. A lot of times it's just the causing of a serious shake to your brain is enough to break the axons and thereby killing the axons in your brain, which carry messages from one part of the brain to another. And so one part of the brain then cannot communicate with the other, and thus you end up with some serious, or maybe not quite as serious as you understand, symptoms of brain injury. So even if you're wearing a helmet, being as safe as you can, be super careful, because bicycle falls can be awful and can result in long-lasting injuries. So also, if you're on the roadway, it's kind of a duh, but just so that you remember, you're to follow traffic. You go with the traffic as close to the right-hand curb as you can. I think everybody kind of knows that. So you're on the roadway, as close to the curb as you can. Stay in the bike lane if there is one. If there isn't, still stay as close to the right-hand as you can. If you're on a one-way street, you can travel on the left-hand side of the road as long as you're as close to the curb as you can be on the left-hand side. Now, the only times you're going to deviate from those things are if you are passing another cyclist or a car, parked or otherwise, or you're passing a pedestrian, or if there's some sort of debris on the roadway that, you know, it poses a danger of some sort or you can't tell, you're going to want to go around that. And that includes water. If you see puddles on the roadway, especially in summer, it's really a good idea to go around those puddles, because, you know, greasy water collects in them and your bike tires can slide out from under you, and before you know it, you're on the ground. And then if there are cars passing by, you could get run over by a car or hit by a car, as well as falling off the bike. So those are really important rules that you have to follow. You should also be aware, since we are wine country here and people do like to ride their bikes and taste wine, it is illegal to ride your bike while intoxicated. And that can be alcohol, drugs, including prescription drugs, anything that that will change your perception or make it difficult for your reaction times to be as quick as they need to be. So be aware of that. And a lot of times you can get up to $250 in fines if you're under the influence. And also, if you're under the age of 21 and you're caught driving under the, or riding your bicycle under the influence, you can lose your driver's license for up to a year. So young ones out there that think that they're invincible, you are not. And if you are caught driving under the influence, you will lose your driver's license. So I would suggest that you don't do that. It's also very dangerous for you and for others. So I really want to discourage any sort of drinking and riding bicycles. If you really must go wine tasting while riding your cycle, consider spitting. They all have a spit bucket. And just be super careful. So some minimum requirements for the actual bicycle that you're riding. What do you have to have? What equipment do you have to have on your bicycle to make it legal? Well, you have to have at least one working brake. Gee, what a surprise. You have to have at least one, preferably two, one for each wheel. Or if you have a three-wheel bike, one for each wheel. But you have to have at least one that will stop a wheel. And if, you know, to the point where it'll skid if need be. But you have to have one functioning brake. And you have to have, this one was kind of a surprise to me because I looked these up to remind myself. I mean, I could talk for a half an hour on these easily with no prompting, but I like to look and see if there's anything new and, you know, or something I forgot or something that I'm like, wow, I forgot about that. Or a bicycle must have handlebars that rest below the user's shoulder level. And I thought that was interesting. I'm like, really? I never really thought of that. So sometimes you see these guys with these punked out bikes and they've got their handlebars way above their head and stuff like that. And technically that is not good for road going according to the California Vehicle Code. And I suspect that that has to do with the potential to block your vision. I didn't look up why that is, but that's what I would expect. A bicycle, you can't have one of these huge bicycles like you see in like the old time thing with this huge front wheel and tiny, tiny little back wheel. You have to be able to at least put 1 foot on the ground from your bicycle. So if your bicycle is oversized and you can't reach 1 foot to the floor, that is an illegal bicycle. Now, if you're going to operate your bicycle at nighttime, this is the law, people. So if you're out at night, this is the law. This isn't just, oh, best practices or you should, but this is the law. You have to have a lamp that gives off a white light that actually is visible for 300 yards. You have to have a red reflector on the rear of the bicycle or a red flashing light or a red light or any combination of those that is visible for 500 yards to the rear. You can also put a light on your head or somewhere on your person instead of having a headlamp on your bike. You can have one on your body. You have to have reflectors on each pedal, so that's really important too. And if you don't have reflectors on your pedal, you can have them on your ankles. You can have them on a vest on your back as well. We're going to take a quick break, but I have a lot more laws that you'll need to abide by when out there enjoying your bicycle. Hopefully not today. Of course, we all know it's too darn hot. So even though it's a spare the air day, I hope you spare the air in a way that is not going to be detrimental to your health. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Scott Barbieri with Wine Spectrum in Santa Rosa. I recently had a personal injury case handled by Charlie Cochran and his legal team. Charlie and his team kept me informed of my case as it went through litigation. And most important, they return your phone calls. My case successfully settled without trial. If you've been involved in an auto accident, call Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson at 707-544-9006.
Call the legal team of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison today.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
Available at Hudson Street Design in Healdsburg. Start now at HudsonStreetDesign.com. The North Bay's leading cabinet, window, and door showroom. Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg lumber company.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers, and our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show 2018.
New plants are coming in weekly. Shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays with bulbs, ferns, succulents, hanging baskets, indoor and outdoor plants and trees, many grown on site, all bursting with new growth. Planning to landscape this season or need a design for a rebuild? Ask Daniel about his design services and packages.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30. It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Rachel Erickson here on the air at KSRO. Charlie's not here today, but I believe he'll be joining us next week. So today we're here talking about bicycle law. Again, feel free to call the show if you have a legal question and you want it answered for free. So we were talking about some of the rules that attend bicyclists on the roadway, and the basic bottom line for everybody on the roadway, and this applies to any sort of wheeled vehicle, motorized or not, is that you have what we call a duty of care. And you have a duty, every person on the roadway has a duty to act like a reasonable person. And that's one of the things we learn in the first year of law school, right out the chute. You learn the reasonable person standard. What would a reasonable person have done in your situation? What is reasonable? So if you're a pedestrian, is it reasonable to walk across the street? Not in a crosswalk. Sometimes it may be reasonable to do that. By law, yes, you're supposed to use a crosswalk, but sometimes there isn't one available, or the one that is available is fairly inadequate, and sometimes you can't see the lines painted on the road. But you're expected to act reasonably, and that applies to bicycles as well as anybody else. You're not, as a bicyclist, you're not supposed to run into a pedestrian that's not in the crosswalk because, oh gosh, they're not in the crosswalk, let me just run them over. I mean, a lot of this is just real common sense. I remember back in the day taking my driver's test, there was something on there about, you know, you're not supposed to run over the people in the orange vests working on the side of the roadway. I was like, well, yeah, that seems like, duh, really? Okay. So a lot of these seem like, okay, you know, just use your reason and act reasonably and you'll be fine. But some of the things that are not reasonable, despite what you may see on television, you are not allowed to hitch a ride, which means if you're on your scooter, skateboard, bicycle, you cannot grab on to a car or other moving vehicle and think that you're going to allow that to pull you along. That is not legal. Don't do that. And we've all seen it. I think there's probably Back to the Future. He does that. I know in Shameless there's an episode where that happens. You're not supposed to take a skateboard, grab onto a car, and hitch a ride. That is not legal. Also, you're not allowed to give other people rides. You're not supposed to have two people on a bicycle. There's not supposed to be somebody sitting on the seat while somebody rides the bicycle or somebody sitting on the handlebars. That's not legal. The only exception to that is if you have a child 4 years or younger or under 40 pounds, you can have them in a seat that is fastened to the bicycle and up high enough that it won't interfere with any of the workings of the bicycle, such as the chain or the gears or anything like that. Also, as far as carrying items on a bicycle, if you stop by the grocery store or go to the farmer's market or whatever, as long as you can keep one hand on the bicycle and can control your bicycle, you'll be okay. This riding along with no hands is not okay. I know you see it in residential areas. I hope you don't see it in public, but you're supposed to keep one hand on your bicycle handlebars at all times. Again, use the bicycle lane if it's available. The only times, or if you're passing a car that's parked, a pedestrian, another cyclist, or if there's debris in the roadway. By the way, it is illegal to throw debris on the roadway or into a bicycle lane or onto the side of the road, just as much for cars. If you're a cyclist, it's the same. Don't go dropping your water bottles on the side of the road or in the bike lane. That is illegal. And if you do come into that kind of stuff, please ride around it. You are also supposed to make a left-hand turn by pulling into the left-hand turn lane and safely signaling to the left by putting your arm straight out, signaling that you're going left. And then you can make your left turn from the left turn lane. If you have children and need to make a left and you don't want them driving and riding their bikes in the traffic, which most of us don't, then stop before the crosswalk. By the way, you're not supposed to stop in the middle of a crosswalk or into the crosswalk, but before the crosswalk, get off your bikes and go cross in the crosswalk when it's safe to do so, walking your bikes. Don't sit on your bike and propel it with your feet. Just get off your bike and walk beside it and propel your bike across the street. And that's how this is the safest way to cross if you don't feel safe pulling into the left-hand turn lane and making a left on your bicycle in traffic. Again, we talked about the helmet use. You cannot use a bicycle on the freeway unless a local ordinance allows it. You can't use a bicycle on a toll road. One of the important things, and also you don't have to have a license here. Some areas you might have to have a license to use your bicycle, but you don't here. One of the more important ones that absolutely drives me insane is seeing cyclists that have earphones in, headphones on. You need to have at least one ear clear. That's the way they say it, one ear clear, which means you can have your headphones in one ear as long as you leave the other one open. You need to be able to hear cars passing, cars honking, emergency vehicle sirens blowing. You need to be able to be aware of what's going on around you. And if you cause an accident because you're not aware that there is a car going to pass you and you pull out in front of that car trying to pass somebody else, you may be deemed at fault for that. So you need to be really careful about that. If you've been in a bicycle accident, then I think it's really important that you do call an attorney, because like I said, there will be a bias against you just by the insurance companies. So use your bike lanes, make sure you yield to pedestrians, stop at the crosswalk, not in the crosswalk. Make sure that your lights and reflectors are working. You should have a white or yellow reflector on each side forward of the center of the bicycle, and a white or red reflector on each side of the rear of the center of the bicycle, unless your tires are reflectorized. Let's see. Make sure that if you're driving a car, fairly recently, within the last few years, California has instituted the law of, you know, the 3 feet clear law, which says that you have to leave 3 feet between your vehicle and a cyclist to pass safely. And while that is a fantastic idea and that is the law, it isn't always feasible. If you're on an extremely busy road and there isn't much of a bike lane, you may have to violate that law. And if you do have to get past a cyclist, say the road's narrow, say there's no bike lane, and there are some of those out there, we all know where they are, then travel very slowly behind the bicycle until it is clear for you to pass as safely as possible. And especially the bigger your vehicle, the more slowly you need to travel and the more carefully you need to travel, because some of these very large vehicles can, the wind itself can blow a cyclist over. So you have to be really careful about that. So just keep real slow to a reasonable speed when passing, and then you can pass when you're not going to endanger that cyclist. And that's the rule. And cyclists, please, you gotta travel as far to the right as possible. And even with if you're with a group or with friends, you're out wine tasting, you're with a group of cyclists that go for a Sunday ride every Sunday, be aware of the traffic around you. Go, you know, ride in single file. Be aware that there's cars coming behind you, and ride in single file. And if you're going to ride side by side, when you know a car is coming, fall in behind or have somebody fall in behind you and ride single file. I mean, I think that is reasonable. And it is the law in California that you share the road. And you see the bumper stickers, share the road. Well, it's an opinion, but it's also the law. And the law in California says that bicycles and cars are all to follow the California Vehicle Code, the CVC, and all the laws that apply to cars apply just as well to bicycles. Don't go on the sidewalk, just like a car, don't ride on the sidewalk. You know, follow the traffic signals. Do stop when you have a stop sign. Don't think that because you're a bicycle, you can just ride right on through. No, you need to actually stop at a stop sign. And a lot of people are really good at these track stands where they, you know, stand on the bicycle and then they stop, you know, they stand there for a while and they're feet are still in the petals, and that's quite a skill, and I admire it whenever I see somebody who can do it well. So do that if you need to, but you do need to come to a stop at a stop sign and a stoplight. And here's something that I found out that's contrary to what my upbringing was. I'm old enough now that things have changed enough. It used to be that when you're signaling, you stretch your left hand out for a left turn, and then you put your left hand up in an L-type fashion for turning right, and then you have your hand down for a stop. Now it's left hand straight out for left turn, right hand straight out for right turn, and then again the hand down in a little upside down L for a stop. And you do want to use your bicycle signals if there's traffic on the roadway. We all should be enjoying our bicycles. Let's make sure we do it safely. And drivers, I know sometimes it can be annoying to have to follow behind a bicycle, but the fact of the matter is the law says share the road, so you have to share it as well as bicycles. So everybody, please be safe, please be aware, and please do call an attorney if you are a cyclist who's been injured, because you're going to need some help in those situations most of the time. And you may have injuries that have been misdiagnosed by the emergency room. A lot of times they're looking for really super obvious dire injuries. And if you have a mild traumatic brain injury as a result of a bicycle fall or crash, most of the time they're going to miss that. So you probably need to check in with the doctor, check in with the emergency, or check in with urgent care again if you feel like you have the symptoms of head injury, which I go over a lot on this show because I like the topic. So today we've been talking about bicycle laws. Obey the vehicle code. If you're ever questioning what's legal and what's not, other than what's on the show, if I've missed something, check out the DMV website. They actually have some good information there. Spare the air when you can. Ride a bicycle if you can stand the helmet hair and if it's not too hot. If you have questions for us down at the law firm, you can call us at 707-544-9006, or you can go to our website at kcehlawsr.com, and there's a contact us form, and you can let us know what your question is, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours if we can.